Okay, welcome back, everyone. I had a quick 30-minute interview with Pavel Gorniak, and he got about 27, 28 minutes of his rant in, and I told him I could only give him about 30 minutes, and he took it. So I do have Ron Stevens on here now of Rock the Boat Radio, Revolution Radio's Rock the Boat Radio. And Ron Stevens, and I do want to welcome him back. I know we've always had good talks, and I'm sure it's going to be the same thing today. So welcome back, Ron.
Well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate being on your show. But I'm so excited. I can't tell the people how excited I am. I got a hold of the Canadian arm of the UN, and they accepted my application. So now I'm working with them to push the climate crisis on people so that we can shut everybody's lives down before the ice melts. just kidding.
Right, right.
But I think I saw a note of yours on Facebook on the debt of the United States. I think it said something like $27 trillion or something.
Yes.
And
well, that's actually what they are admitting to is 27 trillion.
Yeah. And you think about that number, she's a little wild, because your population is about 10 times what our population is here in Canada. And we're moving towards a $2 trillion deficit, which is kind of in your range. But what people have to understand is, none of that debt is real, right? None of it's real.
No,
because,
it's not.
Well, you can't, there's a law that you can't gain from fraud.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
the whole thing is fraudulent.
There's also a law that says you cannot willingly participate in a fraud either.
That's the other thing. Yes. And they have everyone participating in the fraud.
Yeah.
And so therefore we don't owe any money. But we got to get out of this legal system, because it's a legal system that they use to deceive the people. And once we leave the legal system and get back to law, it's over. The debt can't be collected because it's a fraudulent debt. The whole banking system fraudulent. Like you said, I like that part. You can't participate in a fraud, but they have everyone participating in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, we just got to cut it loose and call it a day. When President Wilson, after World War I, you know, I was so proud when I read that, because Mandel House was his puppet master. And, you know, Wilson's running around. He's the guy that brought in the Fed over Christmas, when nobody was in the legislature now, or very few people. But he ran all over America trying to get the American people to sign on to the League of Nations. And the American people understood why they fought the War of Independence. And the idea of joining the League of Nations, which is forcing them to give up some of their sovereignty to this league, was absolutely not palatable to the people. And the unfortunate part is Wilson's telling them that if you don't sign on to this, there's going to be another major war in the not too distant future.
Right.
And they use that time period to indoctrinate the people and screw with the people's heads in the school system and whatnot, and ended up joining the United Nations. And the problem that people need to understand is that, one, we the people, not in America or in Canada, we the people did not create the government. Okay, both sides are the same way. You know, it was created by lawyers and Freemasons. The deceivers.
Yes.
And once they got hold of our nations, she'd been downhill ever since. Because yes. They're controlling everything. So, you know, I put a post up yesterday. Some lady wrote me something and I just answered her. And, you know, what you have to understand is that our country's nations are member states of the UN. And the UN is basically a club. And once you join a club, you're bound by the rules and regulations of the club. So because our nations are members of the UN, our nations are members of that club and are bound by the rules and regulations of that club. Now, during the League of Nations, when they first put that club together, I think Japan left and a couple other countries left. And so when they redid the UN, they redid it so you can't leave the club once you join it.
Yeah.
Right. And, but that, you know, this is all we're saying, you can't be beholden to two masters, which means that our governments in no way, shape, or form represent the people, because they represent the club they joined. And they're doing the bidding and following the rules and regulations of that club that they're in, which is detrimental to the people. And that we have to leave that club. And that means we got to get back to law, because the legal system is the same thing as that club. Yes, when we were born, our mothers were seduced into signing the registration form for the offer of benefits.
Well, go ahead.
Well, what they did was they, you know, if you go to plagiarism in etymology, it spells it out so clearly. Our mothers were seduced. That's what it says. The first thing in plagiarism is seducer. And then it says literary theft. And that's when they stole our names.
Yes.
Now, they just rearranged our names so they look and sound similar, but they're not. It's something they created, of which they have authority over.
Yes.
And we were literally orphaned to the state.
The creditor and the debtor. Yes.
Yeah. And they did not disclose. They did not give full disclosure to our mothers. Our mothers would have never signed the damn thing. And so that also is an out for the people, because that was a fraud.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just need to step out of the legal system and get back to law.
You know, I do know, scientifically speaking, they have found out from researching us and studying us that people, for the most part, do not like to be shamed. They don't like to be confronted, and they don't care about being duped. You know, it's I don't know who it was, but they said it was easier to tell a big lie than what it is to tell somebody the truth and have them believe it.
Yeah, but I don't know why truth is so difficult for people to deal with.
Because it hurts.
Well, it doesn't really hurt so much. I think what it does is if you accept the truth of the lies that were put upon us and the propaganda to get us to submit and consent to these evil people, I think they become fearful that they might get in trouble somehow.
Well, yeah, that's the appeal to authority.
That's yeah,
one of the major fallacies.
We have to get by that. You know, we built everything in our nation, yet we control absolutely nothing in our nation.
Yeah,
and that makes no sense. You know,
I can tell you the truth. You know, I was caught in the illusion for Well, let's see, 45 years, 2009, when I finally broke out of the illusion and realized what in the world was going on, and I thank critical thinking classes in college for that, awakening, and you know, it did hurt because I could deconstruct all of their arguments. Uh-huh. And I had realized, I'd come to the realization that I'd been duped. I'd been fooled. And it did hurt. First, there was emotional hurt, and then there was anger. You know? And then I just knew from right from that point, I had to do something about it. I just could not keep this information to myself. And that's when I started on this journey. It was in about February of 2009.
I started in kindergarten.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that before.
Well, I did, because I you know, teachers telling you to do this and do that and whatnot, and you know, I says, where do you get off and telling me what to do? You're not my parent, right? But I didn't learn until later that I was orphaned to the state.
Yeah.
And therefore they have the authority over you, right? It's a false authority. But no, I know it's a difficult. This is what I find from people who just really, in the last 10, 15 years, come to the realization that they've been deceived their whole lives.
Yeah.
And I talk to a lot of those people, and they really have a difficult time with it.
Yes.
I never had that problem. But I can understand, you know, saying, you know, when you finally know and see, it's a bit of a kick in the head, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people like you, you know, anger is a motivator.
It is.
Yeah, and if you can't get angry about what's happened to our nations, then you can't do anything about it. And, I mean, you don't have to be out in the street protest. I'm not a protester. That doesn't do any good to anybody. You know, we need to bear down and, get control of our communities. Once we control our communities, then we can shut this shit down.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to get people to do anything, but they are starting to wake.
Yeah. Well, I did want to mention 12 years ago, and I mean, I didn't even know what the word introverted or extroverted was back then until, you know, quite a few years back, doing all this researching and studying. But 12 years ago, I did consider myself an introvert, terribly introverted. And I do still, to a certain extent. And if somebody would have told me 12 years ago that you'd be doing YouTube videos, talking about government and doing internet radio, I would have laughed at them and called them crazy. But I wanted to mention that Ray in the People's Internet chat, he made a comment. Funny enough, this was exactly what I was explaining to my dentist. And then I asked him what that was. And he said, being in the club and being signed into this club by devious means. When you kick back, you are quickly reminded whose club this is. Yeah, it is, right? Yeah.
Like, we're all in the lawyers' club.
Right.
They you know, like I tell people, you probably did it. I did it when I was young. We used to set up clubs, and we would write the rules and regulations of the club. Then we would go out and solicit members of the club.
Yes.
And then if we change the rules and regulations of the club down the road, those people who were in the club could question why we're changing the rules, what's the purpose of it, and all the rest of it. And, you know, if we said, no, this is the way we're going to do it now, and they didn't like it, they had the right to leave the club. But the problem with the lawyers is they didn't tell you they put you in the club.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
they just show you the club.
All these rules and regulations, and you don't even know you're in the club.
Right? Well, they just, All we see is the club that they beat us with. But Annie says hi anyways. Annie from Shake and Wake.
Yeah, but, you know, what I tell people, I said, you know, I said the easiest way to deal with it, because it's difficult for people who are just waking up. It's, I know, I can understand the difficulty of it, because people think this is normal the whole way through from the time they were born. And then they start looking around and go, what the hell's going on here? And, you know, I just tell people, you know, the easiest, simplest way to deal with it is just to accept you've been lied to since you were born. Okay? Everything that was put to you is basically a lie. And then you can use a clearer mind to deal with it. You know, people say, well, you know, well, I thought this was right, and I thought that was right, and I thought this was right. Well, no, none of it was right. So just clear that out of your head and start again. All right. Start with a clear mind, and, you won't feel the angst that you would feel otherwise. You know, it just boggles the mind. Because I've been telling this to people since I was quite young, and nobody wanted to know or see. And I'm kind of pleased now because people are finally starting to ask questions. The only way you can find an answer is to ask the question.
Yes, it is.
And that, once you find an answer to that question, it leads you to more questions, which leads you to more answers. And then if you keep doing that, you will see and know. Yes. And once you see and once you know, and you know this by now, once you see and once you know, you can no longer be deceived.
Yes, you certainly can't.
No.
I remember, I know, well, back when I was in school, there would be kids that would ask a question and somebody would say, oh, that's just a stupid question. But yeah. I told a teacher one time, I probably have a stupid question here, but what's this and this and this? And he looked at us and the class and he said, there is no such thing as a stupid question. All questions stem from ignorance. And he also said that ignorance was never meant to be a bad word, but it's just taken badly. And I've tried to live by that, you know. I mean, sure, people are going to laugh at you, but they are the ignorant and uninformed if they laugh at you.
Well, yeah, in my opinion. I've always said ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is damn dangerous.
It is, yes.
You know, but no, I mean, I always question the teachers. I remember the history classes. I asked the teachers, they says, well, how come Switzerland never got bombed?
Yeah.
and yeah. the teachers always said the same thing. Oh, well, they're neutral. They said they were neutral. Well, then why wouldn't the other countries that were being invaded and bombed call themselves neutral?
They held all the money. Well, actually, right? Sweden did. They are Swiss banks. That's who it was. They held all the money from both sides.
Well, Switzerland was the head office for the League of Nations.
Yes.
And it's the head office for the World Economic Forum and the European UN office and all the rest of the nonsense. But then when I got searching and found out that, because I had all these people going, you know, we need direct democracy like Switzerland. And I go, and that whole thing is crock of nonsense. And then when I got looking into it, it's all UN crap. But then when I got digging in, who protects the Vatican?
Right.
The right. Swiss Guard. Okay. Now we know why Switzerland didn't get bombed.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. But we didn't get taught this in school. You know, we didn't get taught anything in school, that was worth anything. So, but I was talking to some students again the other night, I went to get a coffee and there was about, I don't know, 8 or 10 of them outside the store. And I just said a few words as I was going in, and the one guy on his bike says, I remember talking to you before. So when they come out, they all wanted to talk.
He wanted to listen again. They wanted to listen more.
And yeah, and this is amazing. It's absolutely, I'm 66 freaking years old, and these guys are really young, right? But they want it. They want to know what the hell's going on. And, you know, I said, you got it. You got to, you know, your teachers came through the same system as you. They will teach whatever's put in front of them without question. And your job is to question them. And they got totally excited about that. Right. And, so the younger people, I mean, the very younger people, when I talked to that group of grade 5 and 6 students, about a dozen of them, and asked them what percentage of what the teachers are telling them do they believe. Uh-huh. And they absolutely blew me away. They had a little huddle.
5 or 10%?
They said maybe 25%.
Yeah.
They don't believe in global warming. They don't believe in this COVID crap, right? Yep. And, you know, so we're on the right track now.
Yep.
Finally.
Yeah.
Because
Darby in the chat had an interesting, he says something interesting. Switzerland and the Vatican are the only two countries in the world that have square flags. I'm not really sure what that reference means, but I know.
The Vatican and who?
Switzerland.
Well, they're so tight together, it's nuts.
Right.
They're part and parcel of the same. I mean, they are the same.
Yeah.
You know, you have the Swiss Guard protecting the Vatican, and all of the you know, it's the old story. All roads still lead to Rome, right?
Yes.
And I didn't know that. I'll have to look that up. That's news to me.
Yeah.
You know, I do know that Rome, the UN and the Freemasons all use the same wreath.
Yes.
But I didn't know about the square flags. I have to look into that one. It's, but you know, we, when you look around, Steve, and you know, you're in Michigan, which is a whole lot like Ontario. You've got hills and bush and, you know, it's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're being manipulated and screwed over by these evil dogs who make everybody's life miserable.
Yeah.
And can you imagine how well things would be if we were back in law and not the legal system, and the communities were doing what they used to do when our forefathers came here? They looked after each other. If your house burned down, your community would come build you a house.
Yes. Just right? like the Amish do today still.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And we need to get back to that. You know, most towns, the people don't even know who the hell their neighbor is.
Right, right.
You know, and when I was a child, you know, if our parents were away or working or whatever, you just went and had dinner at your friend's place. And there was, you know, it was so calm and good.
Yes.
There wasn't any stress running around.
Yes.
And now people are just 100% stressed all the time.
Yes.
Well, we need to fix that.
I have a question, but first I want to get Ray had a little post here that says, like mortarboards. No, I'm sorry. I'll go back a little bit. The previous comment, the Masonic on the square, in quotations, Ray says. And then he said, like mortarboards on the flags. Masonic on the flags. I'm sure that a lot of countries do have Masonic symbolism on their flags.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Squares.
But you know, pretty much every single town has a Masonic hall in it.
Yes.
Why are we allowing that?
Do you know where
all these groups, you know, like, I don't know what they have in stateside, but we have the Kinsmen and we have all these different groups in our towns.
Yes.
And these are all offshoots of the Masonic Hall.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Do you know where the Masonic Hall is in DC? Would you venture to take a guess where the Masonic Hall is in DC?
Well,
It's right across the street from the White House. Right directly across the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's no surprise.
No, it isn't, is it?
No. When I ran in the election just to see if people were waking up, I had Masons following me everywhere. So when I went to speak, they'd be pacing the back of the room, right? And I just found that totally humorous.
How can we kill this guy and get away with it, right?
Yeah. But, if we explain law, if we just use law, like I think I've already said this before, but I got an $880 ticket for not social distancing.
Oh, my God.
And actually, it was my brother-in-law's father who I saw down at the harbor, and I just went over to see if he'd been out golfing yet. And he got all freaked out because he's 80.
Uh-huh.
And he was all freaked out about this stupid C-19. So I didn't get within 4 feet of his vehicle, and then it backed up a little bit. And then some cop yipping.
Yeah.
And he's back up. And I turned around and he was quite close to me. I said, "You back up, right?"
Yep.
And so I ended up getting handcuffed and a ticket.
Did you return it to sender?
So then I just phoned the staff sergeant and told him, I says, I've spent quite a bit of time talking to lawyers from the attorney general's office about the difference between law and legal. And law is do no harm. And did I cause anyone any harm? No. Was harm caused to me? Yes. Okay.
It was.
Now you have an obligation to undo the harm.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
And we had a couple of conversations and then the staff sergeant called me back up and he says, I understand what you're saying. And I said, and he said, the ticket's in the garbage can.
There's another comment from Ray, Ron. He says, doesn't Switzerland mean something like land of the three witches? Again, the occult.
Well, there I have to look that up too.
I will too, know, yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, we have allowed ourselves to be deceived. We've allowed ourselves to be led down a wrong road.
Yes.
And then all we have to do, I mean, there's two roads. We've been on the wrong road for way too long. And we just need to get back over on the right road and say goodbye to these boys.
Yes.
There's a hell of a lot more of us than there are of them.
Yes, there is.
And we don't need any violence. All we have to do is gather the people and basically say no.
Yeah.
Okay. You are a fraud. You can't gain from fraud. Okay, and we're not supposed to be involved in fraud, of which you've involved us in the fraud, which is against the law. So, you know, snap your fingers and poof, it's gone. We can do this, and we're going to do it. Because if we don't do it, we know what their game plan is.
Yes.
And that's not pretty. I mean, these are the same guys that started World War I. These are the same people that started World War II. They turned us into humans, which is an animal, yep, according to the United Nations
or a monster.
Definition of a human being is something that evolved from a great ape.
Or a monster, yes.
Yeah, which makes us animals. Now, man was given dominion, okay, and man was told not to be deceived. Man got deceived. They turned us into animals, giving them dominion over us.
Yes.
The creditor. And we have to change that out.
The creditor and the debtor. Yes.
Yeah. And we have to change it out. Yeah. And get back to being men and women in law.
Yep.
Not well, you know, it always bothered me, you know, this dog tag thing, the boys in the army, right?
Yes.
You know, I mean, how in your face is that?
Yeah.
They didn't have man tags. They got dog tags. They're a freaking animal.
Yep.
They don't care how many they kill, right, to get what they want. And that's against the law too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right? I wonder, you know, you hear a lot of people out there that don't need to mention any names. You probably know these names. They do say that the world's governments have been kind of taken over by alien species, alien presence, whether it's a reptilian or something like that. But I don't really know what the case is. I'm not going to discount someone's information or someone's research or whatever the case is. But I do believe, and I have for 11 years now, that something or someone has more or less gotten rid of all of these people's conscience, their moral compass, if you will.
Yeah.
They have somehow deleted these people's moral compass. I do believe that. Just a couple of quick more comments from Ray. He's on a rip today.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Doesn't Switzerland mean something like... No, I already said that. Sorry. Didn't Shakespeare write about the three witches, all occult code, hubble, bubble, toil and trouble?
Well, actually, maybe he Shakespeare did. Shakespeare wrote some really good stuff that people didn't understand.
Yes.
He was trying to warn the people. It's the very same thing, you know, like people say, well, Alice in Wonderland
disclosure.
It's a children's book. No, it's not.
Yes. It's just,
if you understand that book, this guy was trying to warn the people.
Yep.
About the legal system. And the difference between law and legal, because when Alice went down the rabbit hole, she met all these strange characters, but they were all happy.
Yep.
They weren't causing anybody any harm. They were just living their own lives. But every time the Queen's Guard came by, everybody went into a state of fear, and Alice was scratching her head. What the hell's going on? And then she finally made it to the courthouse, and all the little friends showed up. And they knew she knew.
Yep.
So they made a new rule, which that same rule applies to today. The very same rule. And they made a new rule that people who grow and shrink rapidly can't give witness. And again, everyone in the court went into a state of fear.
Yes. Yes.
Except Alice, who stood up. And just see nothing but a bunch of playing cards.
Yep.
Right? And yep. That's all the legal system is. It's just a total, complete deception.
Yep.
And once we basically snap our fingers, poof, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's amazing how well I get along with these cops and people from the Attorney General's office and this and that and the other thing. I had a few of them fired, I think, by mistake. Because, well, once we get talking and that, like I had the one guy, they were trying to nail me as a free man on the land. I said, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Right? I outed that right off the bat. As soon as I heard about that, the sovereign citizen. How can you be a citizen sovereign?
Sovereign,
yeah. Impossible.
Right.
Just another deception. The last conversation I had with him, because they record everything. And the last conversation I had with him, he said, you know, Ron, you're not a free man on the land. You're just a man with a great deal of knowledge.
That's right.
But you do realize we never left the feudal system. And I said, I'm perfectly aware of that. And when we'd talked for a couple of years. And when I called back after he said what he said, I said, you know, can I talk so-and-so? And he says, he's no longer with the Attorney General's office. And I've had a couple couple of people disappear like that. But, you know, people just have to lose the fear. There's nothing to be fearful of. Okay. They're not stronger than you are. Okay. They're just people that sold their souls. And I've been offered to sell my soul on numerous occasions over the years. And I have no intention of doing so. Now, financially, I've suffered versus getting handed lots of money. But you have to stay on the right road because it's too easy to, yeah, okay, I'll jump on board. It's the same when the conservative or Republican, whatever you want to call them, handler, after the all candidates meetings, at the end of them, he came up and told me I had a great future in politics. And I just looked at him and said, no.
No, thank you.
He said, I've watched you since the beginning. You have a great future in politics if you want it.
No, thank you.
And I said, well, you see, I don't have the capacity to shake someone's hand and smile at them while I'm lying to them.
Lying to them, yeah, yeah.
And he said, oh, that. I said, yeah, that. And then he just looked at me. He says, well, if you ever change your mind.
With a wink.
I mean, it's so pathetic.
Yeah.
It's so totally pathetic.
One more quick comment, and then I do promise I'll get to that question. The Masonic World Headquarters is in New York near Trump Tower. That was from Darby.
Well, you know, I saw somebody sent me a video from Utah that they went to some outfit, government outfit in Utah, and they were told that they had to leave. And that this had been turned international, and it was a UN situation now.
Uh-huh.
And the people were just freaking out, going, what the hell are you talking about? But it's no different than, you know, the Rockefellers gave the land for the UN.
Yes.
And why that building is sitting on American soil is beyond me, but it's not really on American soil. It's international soil.
Right.
Well, how can you turn American soil into international soil?
Well, you and I can't, but
you
criminals
need a lawyer.
Can. Yeah. You and I can't, but criminals can.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the legal system can.
Yes.
But
yes.
They can't do it. But they did it,
yeah.
And we accept it. And,
yep.
And that's totally wrong.
It is. And now my question is, how in the world do you engage these young people when you... Whenever you see them, these students or whatever, do you just say hi and then go into some sort of a, I don't know.
Yeah, I just start a chat with them and see where their brain's at real quick.
Uh-huh.
And see if they have the capacity to understand anything. And I'm very happy right now because they're getting it. They know something bad's going on. And like I told them, you know, you're too young to do anything about it other than challenge your teachers and that. But
they're not, though.
We got to get them moving. But, you know, when I, it's so sad, you know, I ran in the election in 2018 and I was so disappointed. I just want to see if anybody's waking up yet. And, in every all candidates meeting, you know, the youngest people in the audience may be the odd one be in their 30s, but mostly we're in their late 40s, upwards into the 80s. And nobody was home. They've been so used to being fed benefits that basically all they're looking for, what's the government going to do for me? What are they going to do for me? But after the meetings, I would get young people come up to me and kind of bark at me a little bit and say, I want to talk to you, right? Okay, what are you going to chew me out about, right? And
you just blow my paradigm apart.
Huh? Grade 9, and she said, those people in the audience don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I said, and you? Everything you said, I know. And we're trying hard to wake our students, right? And it's a little frustrating at times, but they're not stopping. So no, I see a group of young people, just go up and how you guys doing, right? And which I find kind of odd, right? Because I'm 66. Once we get talking a little bit about school and that, they just tune right in. You know, it's difficult actually to get away from them because they want to know more, right? And I'm so happy because 10 years ago when I talked to students, they didn't want to know anything, right? Yeah, they didn't want to challenge their teachers. Yep. They were just so placid, it was ridiculous. And 10 years later, it's just like an awakening.
Yeah.
The students are coming around now. And, you know, that's why they threw that C-19 at us, because the global warming, climate change, climate crisis crap was losing ground. It was losing its, you know, it was just losing its traction. So they needed to throw something else at us. And they threw this crap at us. And, I think, you know, they saying it's the trigger to reset the world. I think it is the trigger to reset the world, but on our side, not their side. I do believe that there's enough people now that are ticked off. You know, I don't know what it's like in the States, but up here, every small town has a radio station. Didn't used to have a radio station.
Yes.
Okay, but they all have a radio station to keep pushing the propaganda.
Yes.
Now up here, they're all saying shop local, right? But the whole idea is to kill all the small business.
Yes.
Right? Because they want everything digital. So, you know, it's just the lies just keep getting pumped out to these people, and they're not catching it. But I'm going to get a coffee this morning. A guy stopped me and said hi, and he's probably in his mid 60s, and he just started rattling off, and I thought, well, you know all this stuff? Yeah. So the people are waking, and that's so very, very important, because people have to understand this, Steve. We the people are the ones that have the power. We are the power. We've just laid down to those who have been deceiving us, thinking we're getting benefits and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're killing our nations. But we the people have the power. And the most important thing that I can see, you're never going to get a hold of the federal level. You're never going to get a hold of the state or provincial level. And nobody lives there. We all live in communities. And every single community council in America and Canada have been implementing the UN agendas into our communities without the knowledge or the consent of the people since 1994. And we, the people, you see these demonstrations, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, out demonstrating. What did you accomplish? Nothing.
Now, and you won't either.
No, well, that's just another, that's like, they remind me of little children is what they remind me of.
Yes.
But if we go into our community and you have seven members of council, one man gets one vote, or woman.
Yes.
You can't change a damn thing.
Right.
And you can't even change the narrative, because they're all just going to yip at you like you're nuts. Right? The conspiracy theory garbage. But simple math. If you have seven on council, run three times as many. Run 21 candidates against those seven candidates. Now you have the power to change the narrative. And people are waking, and they're pissed off. And once they understand what the council's been up to, they're going to get really ticked off. So now you have the ability to change the narrative, and you only need 4 elected out of the 21, and now you got majority vote. Now you have the absolute 100% power to say no. And as we gain control of our communities, guess what we gain control of? Our nation.
Yes.
And then we can unincorporate, get back to law, and live our lives the way it's supposed to be lived, and give a future to the young people. Because if we don't do what we got to do, the young people have no future. And don't blame the politicians for that. Don't blame the lawyers for that. Don't blame the UN for that. There's only one group of people that can be blamed, and that is us.
That's right.
Because we failed in our duty to do what we needed to do.
That's right.
I've said, and it could all be done without any violence.
Yep. I've said many times on air and on Facebook and that we have failed. It is our fault.
It is our fault. 100% our fault.
Yep.
And so we have that duty to undo what we allowed to happen. And do we have the power to do that? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when I look at these young people, I worry about them. Because you know what the deal between the UN and the World Economic Forum. They want everything completely locked down. They want everything digital money. They want
all private land taken away.
That basic income crap. We can't allow that to get in.
All private property taken away.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. You know, that goes all the way back to 1976 on the first Habitat meeting in Vancouver. What's not sustainable? Private property.
Yep.
Okay. And why would we allow that? But private property is a fraud too. I was talking to the head of a real estate board, and I have their last conversation recorded, I think. And, you know, we had a few conversations, and then I explained to her, you know, you shouldn't be putting up house for sale because the house ain't for sale. The municipality owns a house. The municipality owns the land. Okay. And this goes all the way back to the 1200s when the lawyers went to the king and said, you know, we got an idea. If you sell the land, we can all make a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
And the king goes, what are you, stupid? If I sell the land, I won't be the king, you idiot. No. We came up with a different idea. We call it property. You'll always own the land, but they'll be able to sell the property, which is just a chunk of paper. And then we all make money off it.
That's right. Yep.
So that same fraud that started in the 1200s is still taking place today. And finally, the head of the real estate board finally said to me, she said, you know, you're absolutely correct. Real estate is 100% fraud. And then she went on to say, but I doubt 50% of the realtors know it's a fraud.
I doubt, right? 10% know.
No, they don't know, because it's the same as when I talked to the Law Society. The guy I was talking to there, he at one point said, how the hell do you think like this?
Yeah.
Well, you asked a question.
Why aren't you conforming?
Right. But see, you went through school. You didn't challenge. You didn't question. So when you got to law school, you didn't question. You didn't challenge. You just accepted everything you were told.
Jeez. He or she was the best repeater, so they got the best grades, right?
Yeah. I told my wife one time, I said, you know, I think I'm going to be a lawyer. I think I'll go be a lawyer.
Right.
Because I've had to beat these people back a few times. And my wife looked at me and she says, that ain't going to work. And I said, why not? I'm a good lawyer. She said, well, yeah, you know all that stuff. And you know how to beat them back. But every time you walk into court, you're in contempt. And I could see the problem there. But we don't need to, we just need to, You know, I keep telling people that our forefathers who came here, when you think about what the hell they had to put up with to build us a new house out from under the boot of tyranny, our forefathers had three things that the majority of the people do not have today. They had a strong spirit, a strong mind, and a strong spine. And they were absolutely determined to build us that new house out from under the boot of tyranny. And we let the boot get back on us.
Yep. Yep.
That's our fault.
It is.
And if we become strong and determined, we have the power to change it back to what our forefathers had intended for us.
That's correct. Tell your wife after we hang up, tell her what my joke is about lawyers. I thought maybe I told you about it. Hadn't I tell you what my joke was?
I don't recall it.
Well, I think I pretty much invented it because I'd never heard it until I thought of it myself. But do you know why they're called lawyers?
Why?
Because liars was taken.
Well, that's why I just call them lawyers, are just liars and deceivers.
Yeah.
I had a lawyer one time told me, busted up a bank, and told me to get my stuff in together because I'm going to be doing some serious time. And we went to court, and I told him what to tell the judge. And because the judge has to know why this happened, and we got in an argument outside, and I just said, "Dude, you're told, okay? Well, I'm the lawyer." I said, "You'd like anybody else I'd hire, okay? Just do as you're told." And once it was explained why what happened, the judge goes, "Is this really what went down?" I go, "Yeah." And he said, "You know, I wouldn't be surprised if I would have done the same damn thing." And so the lawyers tell me I'm going to jail for at least a couple of years, and the judge gave me a $100 fine. And then I told the judge, I said, "I see no reason that I should be paying restitution for this." He said, "I don't either."
Right.
So, you know, you just got to have a... It's all a psychological game, really. And if you know how to use the psychology on these people, they will bow down to you, not vice versa, right? So we are the power, and we need to bring our power forward and be strong and determined so that those who come after us, just like our forefathers, what they did, so that those who came after them wouldn't have the boot of tyranny on them. We have the same duty, and we can do it, and we need to do it so we can get back to a real nation of people, not this nonsense that we're involved in now. But I got to say, Steve, I just enjoy the hell out of being on your show.
I really do. I do. I enjoy having you on too. There was one more comment from Darby. He says, "You have to swear to the bar to become a lawyer, British accredited royalty, or register, I'm sorry, British accredited register. You have to swear to the bar to become a lawyer."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just their club, and they put us all in the club without our knowledge, which is fraud, and have caused us all harm, which is also against the law. So we have everything on our side, right? We hold the cards, not them. We just got to play the cards.
People have to learn to see what them cards actually look like to be able to recognize them. That's what I think.
Mm. So, you know, I just, you know, I love the American people. I worked down there for a while. And I love my Canadian people. But I, you know, when you sit back and you think what our nations could actually be compared to what they are, you know, it should get people moving. so that we can be what we're supposed to be. You guys don't manufacture any, we don't manufacture anything. We are dependent on everyone but ourselves. And once we become dependent on ourselves again, everything changes. And I hope I live long enough to see it.
Yeah, really. You know, I've known this for 11 years, and I never expected to see this in my lifetime, what we're dealing with now. You know, I always expected I'd be dead and gone when all this stuff happens. But anyway, that's a pretty good show there, Ron, and I do appreciate you coming on again.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, because I would really like to meet you someday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really would.
Where?
Can't get across the border anywhere, though.
You certainly can't. not until somebody comes out with the information on mainstream media and this.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
So,
but, well, I do have.
Anyways, you have yourself an absolutely wonderful day, my friend.
You too. Thanks okay. again.
You take care.
Okay. Very, very good show with Ron, as always. So I'm going to put a quick song in and take a little nature break. We got about 6 minutes here for somebody to put the pot of tea on if they want, or just to do whatever they need to do, and be right back with Roger Landry.